It's time to fire it up.
Why you gotta make me feel inferior? Because I'm on the grill, B.
From the chow.
Food for action.
To the gear.
It's 122,000 BTUs of char broiling power.
To the drinks.
Drink some beers.
These guys have you covered.
We're just kicking back out here. Just having a barbecue.
This is the Grilling Guys.
Welcome. You listen to the Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network. Hey, we appreciate you tuning in each and every weekend for this mayhem madness and create a little grill envy in your backyard. But I'm Jop, and he is Barbecue Bob. What are we going to talk about today, Bob?
Hey, looks like we're getting ready for Independence Day. Thanks, Jop, and thanks for joining us. It is the smokiest radio show on the airwaves, and all we do is try and get you fired up so you'll stand at your grill and look a little better for your girl.
That's right. This is the quintessential weekend coming up next week, that 4th of July. If you ever grill, that's the weekend you're going to do it. And we're going to try to give you a few tips and techniques on a wide variety of things by the looks of this show plan here. So buckle up, get a cold one or a hot one if it's in the morning for you, and let's get her going, man.
Yeah, and we call it Independence Day because it is Independence Day. It just happened to fall on July 4th. So we've gotten to be kind of lazy as a nation and started to call it the 4th, but it's actually how we got our independence, or it's to mark that significant event when those brave souls told the King of England, up yours.
Right. Yeah, we're gonna go it on our own, baby. Speaking about going it on our own, had a neat little cook this past week. On Thursday, I had an opportunity for an arm of our government. They were celebrating a milestone with their employee pension plan. They wanted to do a little celebration, and one of my friends is a county commissioner, Stan Ponstein, and Stan asked me to come and cook for a group of about 30 people. It was kind of fun because we went out to a business, and I set up my tech, which is an infrared grill that Bob had hooked me up with several years ago, and I grilled New York strip steaks.
Nice.
And so we had to do 30 of them. So obviously my grill, the tech, because it's portable, right? It's a tabletop model. It held about a dozen of them across there in two rows of six. And so what I had to do is I had to cook them ahead of time because they wanted to serve them to everybody. Now, people that are in a restaurant business are laughing right now. It's like, man, we do that stuff all the time. But the average grilling guy doesn't cook 30 steaks to all be done at the same time, right?
Not on a small surface like that.
Right. So I wanted to talk a little bit about the strategy that we used, and it worked out perfect. What we did is we went around and took preference orders. Yeah, you want a medium rare, medium, medium well, what do you want? And we came up with the math, and what we ended up doing was doing all the medium rare ones first. And medium rare is 120 to 125 degrees internal temperature. Use my ThermoPen to test a couple of them on the grill during that cook. But I took them off at 120, and we put them in a chafing pan. I covered it with foil, and we put them in a warm oven. Okay, there where we were at, it was the business had a kitchen. And so I put them in the pan, covered in foil, in a warm oven. I'm going to say the oven was maybe 175, but it was preheated just enough to keep them warm. Took about 12 minutes to do the next batch. That made me 24. And the six that were left over, I did those in a third batch. And so, but those six were people that were working the event and they weren't the guests. So we served the guests and then I gave the workers one fresh off the grill, right? When we kept going. But my point is that timing was critical to make sure that I didn't take them too far so that when they set in that oven, because they're going to continue to cook.
Right.
Right.
And not much at 170, but a little bit.
A little bit, especially with the lid over. I put the lid on it to keep the moisture in. Okay, because an oven will dry things out. Definitely. And everybody likes a moist steak. You let a steak rest anyway, but when you rest it in a 170 environment, it's not resting like it would on a countertop.
Like a stainless sous vide.
Right, yeah, exactly. But at the end of the day, it turned out great. We had lots of other sides, which will, those are the sides. But I'd never done the three cooks to get one meal done type thing, and everybody was ranting and raving over them. And I used Texas T-Bone as a seasoning. Yep. That's a bottle you can buy anywhere. Got to be a little careful with that one because it's salty, but provides a great flavor profile and something that I just wanted to share because it was a new endeavor, but it came together.
And if you don't have an oven where you're going, you can simply bring a cooler along and plop them in a cooler.
Right.
They'll rest just fine in there.
Right.
That's funny you should say that because I had to do something similar Friday night and Saturday, because I had to cook for a good buddy of mine and for another buddy, and ultimately had to have butts and briskets for 400 people.
Right.
Okay, and not really enough grill surface or smoker surface. So I smoked and brought pans into my oven and parked them at 195 overnight.
Okay. Being one of those buddies that you cooked for, and there's a story behind everything, right? Why the hell didn't you cook your own, Chop? Well, I didn't, and Bob cooked them. We were sharing the smoker.
Because I no longer have a big enough smoker, right. And he keeps his at my house. So
right.
We just both happened to have events on the same day.
Right.
And I was bound and determined to find a way to make it happen. And fortunately, it did happen. And how were the butts?
They were rant and rave. The client and all their guests were ranting and raving over them. Now, here's something that you guys need to understand, is I believe Bob took those off what time on, was it Saturday morning or Friday night?
I don't know. There were so many of
okay,
them.
It was
all in stages.
Right. So I show up at 2 o'clock to pick up butts that I'm going to serve from 4 to 7. They're in a cooler. They're in a dry cooler wrapped in foil in a pan, and they're just in there. Bob had a blanket over them because it was raining, right? So he put a blanket over them to keep the warmth in. But I think when you texted me, you told me you took those out at like 9:30 the night before. So I was close to 20 hours after those came off the smoker. They were still too hot. I couldn't touch them.
Really?
When I
was worried
them.
About that.
Right.
That's why
because,
I put the packing quilts on.
Well, and let me tell you what, you packed them very well. But when I picked them up at 2, I put them in a Cambro with 8 pans of mac and cheese and 2 pans of beans. I put them in 2 different Cambros. Those are dense foods that were right off my smoker, the smaller ones at home. And it warmed everything right back up.
Nice.
I think is what it did. So it was perfect. Everything was good. Just pulled them out as I needed them, shredded them up, and gave them fresh. And
That's good.
It was like nothing ever happened,
well,
man. But it worked out good.
Yeah, we had a party down the street at my wife's cousin's house, and it's their annual pig roast, the Bomarito folks. And the butlers.
You must have brought me a koozie. I got a Bomarito koozie
yes,
in my collection.
Yes, yes. Well, let me tell you, I was dragging that day. I went home with the granddaughters because we were at the party, and the twins were up in Genevieve, and they had to leave at about 8:30 or 9 o'clock. And I said, I'll go home with the girls. And it was great because they had you know, long day for four-year-olds, you know.
Right.
We snuggled up on the sofa.
And a 64-year-old, apparently.
Yeah. We snuggled up on the sofa and watched a horrible cartoon that they love.
Oh, come on. Don't lie to me. The kids watched it. You slept through it. I know how that rolls.
They slept, and as soon as they nodded off, I didn't take 1 second to nod off. But I woke up at 11:30 with all my kids and wife coming home, and I've got one on each arm, and I'm sitting on the couch with a stiff neck.
Yeah. Good thing you didn't fall over and fall asleep. But of course, they squirmed and woke you up.
But it's so sweet to have those little angels hugging on each arm. And I don't know. Gosh,
sleeping with Papa.
Love being a grandparent. It's been good for me.
Right.
Softens the heart. But so, yeah, 2 parties. The brisket, I did a brisket for Joe and one for me and my neighbor. Fabulous.
Well, that takes
some
a lot of
the
grill
best.
Space, too. 2 briskets.
They did.
Yeah.
They did. And those I was probably the most worried about because that smoker trailer was just jammed with product.
Oh, yeah.
It was a trick.
Yep.
And I was filthy.
Oh, yeah.
I delivered the party at 1:12, about 12:45. I was supposed to be there at noon, but I just could not rush everything enough. You know,
right.
I'm trying to get a lot of product done. I get down there and I'm filthy.
Yeah.
So I set up all the food and I blew out of there and went and took a shower.
Right. Yeah. Cooking for, you know, 400 on a smoker.
By yourself.
Pork butts by yourself is a giant endeavor. Wouldn't recommend it, but it can be done, obviously. We got her done. But anyway, speaking of great amounts of smoking, coming up next, we got a guy named Mike Saldino from Saldino Smoke. He is a premier West Michigan caterer, and we're going to talk a little bit about how his business has changed during COVID and then how it's opening up now that Michigan's COVID restrictions are gone. So should be an interesting conversation. He's a great character. Stick with us. We'll be back.
Hey, it's Barbecue Bob. My wife and I recently built a new addition to our home and remade the kitchen. We went to Garrett's and picked out all of our products so that everything would fit in his space well. The selection was from best price to best quality, and the service was great. The delivery team was courteous and careful. Go to Garrett's Appliance, and while you're there, check out the huge selection of top brands of grills and smokers from North America. Garrett's Appliance, where families serve families. Garrett'sAppliance.com. Fen Valley Vineyards, located on the shores of Lake Michigan in Fenville, Michigan, 45 minutes south of Grand Rapids. It's one of the most beautiful, most picturesque vineyards in North America. This family's been making wine for over 40 years. You have to bring your friends and family to the tasting room and experience pure Michigan wine, Fen Valley Vineyards.
Hey guys, Schmoes now has two locations, 2600 Patterson here in Grand Rapids and 109 West Mitchell in Petoskey now. So when you're up north, you can grab some Schmoes as well. Remember, you can get all your favorites, Bone Crusher, Hop Knocker, Treasure Chest, Amber Tees, Michigan Hands Pale Ale, and India Pale Ale, or one of our great root beers. Once again, that's Grand Rapids and Petoskey, engineering better Michigan beer.
Hi, this is Shasta with Old World Olive Company. I want to personally invite you to visit one of our tasting rooms and sample any one of our certified extra virgin olive oils or aged balsamic vinegars. My knowledgeable staff can show you hundreds of pairing combinations. We also offer seasonings, tapenades, and specialty wines to complete your meal. So please, step into my kitchen and make a lasting memory of your own. Or you can visit us at theoldworldoliveco.com.
I am a guy, and I like fire.
The Grillin' Guys.
Welcome back. You listen to the Grillin' Guys on the Grillin' Guys Talk Network. Bob, we were finishing up that conversation during the break on the cooking for 400 on one smoker. It's about all that little smoker, and it's not so little. It's got four trays.
It's big.
Yeah.
But that's a lot of meat.
Yeah, it was. And we do shoulders. We don't do whole hogs. We do shoulders. Some guys really like whole hogs. I think it's a lot of work for what you get, and the shoulders are equally as good and not so much work.
Nobody
so.
At the party, and this is like the 20th year, nobody complained about not seeing a pig.
Right.
All they did was go on and on and on about how good the barbecue was.
Right. Exactly.
So now I'm stuck for the rest of
right.
my
but
life.
But speaking of great barbecue, we got a guy on the live line right now named Mike Saldino, owns a company called Saldino Smoke. Hey, Mike, thanks for joining the show.
Thanks for having me.
Hey, man, it's good to hear your voice again.
Yeah, it's good to hear you guys.
Hey, Mike, it's good. It's good to hear your voice. I last time I saw you was at Blues on the Mall. You had your
yep.
You had your unit out there, and I was so happy to see you because I was so hungry, and I walked up and said, "Give me some brisket." And you
yeah.
go, "I'm out of everything."
Yeah.
And then I said, "You're yeah. no, you're no friend of mine."
Right.
Yeah. Yeah, we sell out of brisket pretty fast a lot of times.
Yeah, it happens, doesn't it? So
yes, it does.
So tell us a little bit about your catering / smoking business.
Well, it's it all started when I was in my kids were going to Forest Hill Central. My wife and I kind of every game we had to go up there for my kids were big into sports. So I got sick of eating pizza and hot dogs. And the next thing I know is I'm grilling up some stuff for them. And one thing led to another. And I'm catering weddings, anniversary parties, everything like that. You can imagine. And from there, it's just downhill. We've been going for the last probably 7 years. We bought the trailer 3 years ago. And been doing a lot of stuff with that. Currently right now, the last 2 years being with COVID and all that stuff, we actually did fairly well being that we were considered a takeout restaurant.
Nice.
Yeah, it helped out a lot. We got to pull into areas that people wanted to, you know, get out and about, and we were able to serve them all.
Yeah, so you're humble. Tell me about this trailer, because it's more than just a trailer.
Well, that all started out with an idea. Like I said, the first one I welded up myself, an old journeyman tool and die maker. So I made my off-stick offset stick burner first. That was 8 foot long, 36 inch diameter and all that stuff. And then we got into it and said, hey, we got to get licensed and do the things, you know, proper according to state law and all that stuff.
There's a thought.
Yeah. It was easy the other way, but yeah. I looked to get a trailer. I'm an automotive engineer, so I kind of design things myself. And then I go in, I wanted to find a trailer that fit our needs. So the flow was real nice. The next thing I know, I'm calling Indiana. Nope, we don't build them like that. We don't build them like that. I got all the way down to Georgia, and the guy says, if your check cashes, I'm willing to build you a trailer. So that's where I ended up getting it, the design flow, and they ended up building it the way I want. Got it back up here, and we outfitted it with all the stuff we knew. It has a smoker that's able to cook about 425 pounds of meat. I got a flat top in there, a charbroiler, a convection oven, all the refrigeration I need, sinks, wash sinks, and you name it.
So, Mike, you went to Georgia. Do these people build smoker trailers?
Yes, they do.
And who
yes,
is that?
It's Southern Dimension Southern Dimension Trailers.
Okay.
Yeah, they do a phenomenal job.
Yes, they do the roofs and everything if you want. They'll do everything.
Everything, yep.
Cool. Well, I know it was gorgeous. When I saw you, I was enjoying some blues on the mall in downtown Grand Rapids, actually out at Deltaplex, I think. And
yep.
I don't know if they're even doing that this year.
I think it's back down to Rosa Park, but they're only doing a few shows.
Right, like three.
Yep.
Correct.
Because
yep.
Everybody's dying.
Yeah.
They're dying for barbecues, all they're dying for.
Yeah. Well, we're actually going to be out at Wildwood Farms for Jake Kershaw doing his blues in August.
Nice.
And we'll be selling out there. So.
Where's that?
It's on Snow Avenue between 76 and 84th Street.
Hmm.
And so that'd be Ione County out there?
Kind of Alto. No, that's Kent
Alto.
County.
Yep,
Alto area.
Okay, Kent County.
Okay, yep. Okay.
It's a wedding venue that we do a lot of our weddings at and stuff like that. And they invite us out they've got country western, they do this. And, of course, you know, I'm big on the blues. So when they said they're going to have Jake out there, I love listening to him. So I said, yep, we're in. We'll probably be doing some brisket, some pork. I want to do a smoked Italian beef. And
nice.
We'll start playing with a little bit of stuff like that.
So Mike, when you go to an event like that, what is your ratio of the different kinds of meats? How do you figure that out? Is it just experience? And give me a tip of what your ratios look like.
Well, normally we kind of ask the venue what they're seeing and people on Facebook and all their websites seeing what their activity is. If it's let's go to that, let's go to that. We kind of do that accordingly. But I'm normally cooking anywhere from 200 to 300 people. You know, we're doing probably 150 pounds of brisket and 180 pounds of pork. We certainly do some chicken and stuff like that every
sausage
now and again.
Sausage, maybe?
Exactly, yeah. We're getting our sausage or Camp Out Corners or kielbasa. We smoke that up. That's phenomenal when we do that.
Yep.
So tell us how you make this Italian beef.
The Italian beef is I use a whole shoulder clod. I throw it on the pit for probably around 16 to 17 hours at 225, 250.
Spiced with what?
I'm spicing it with raw garlic. Oregano, basil, crushed red pepper and stuff like that.
Great.
And then I smoke it, and then I actually take the drippings from that, add some beef au jus, and I throw it all into that and throw it back on for another 3 hours.
Wow.
So this is a 20-hour smoke, and that beef shoulder is a huge piece of meat, though. Right.
Correct. Yeah. Yeah. We're talking about 40, 50 pounds.
Right. And
intact. You smoke it intact.
Yes, sir.
Wow.
Yeah. Wow.
That's a picture.
Yeah. It would be. Absolutely. So then that stuff is what kind of internal temperature are you getting that to?
I will bring it up to probably about 180, 190, 190.
Just like a brisket.
Yep. Exactly. Just like a brisket. And we do pull it apart similar to pulled brisket. So we do that, but then when it's absorbing all the, I smoke a lot of garlic and stuff, and we throw it in the au jus with it, and that absolutely absorbs all that flavor. So we have a good time doing that, and then, of course, we've got to put the jardiniere, the hot jardiniere on top with provolone cheese and our nice little sub bun.
Oh, beautiful. Tell us again where that event is, when it is.
The event is, it's in August. I don't know the date right off the top of my head. But it's at Wildwood Family Farms on Snow Avenue between 76th and 84th Street.
Great.
Hey, Mike, if somebody wants to get a hold of you for catering, how do they do that?
If they'd like to get a hold of us, we actually have a website. You can go to saladinosmoke.com, and the email will go right to the boss of the place, which is my wife. She'll take care of all the scheduling and stuff like that if we're available. We try not to do more than, you know, two weddings. Possibly we just stick to one wedding or one event a day because we like just to focus in on that and make sure that that day becomes special for the customer.
Yeah, why don't you spell that website so people get that right?
It's S-A-L-A-D-I-N-O.
Got it.
S-S-M-O-K-E.
Got it. All right, Mike, we're out of time, brother, but thanks for your time, and my mouth's watering just hearing you talk about all this wonderful barbecue. So,
well, come out and see me.
Yeah, we sure will. I'll check your website and find out where you are, so that's good.
Sounds great.
All right, Mike, take care, brother.
Thanks, buddy.
Okay, thanks, guys.
You bet.
Bye.
Yeah, Mike Saldino, that guy can cook, baby.
Yes.
Coming up next, we're going to hit the grill ourselves and talk about a few tasty recipes. Stick with us. We'll be back.
Hey, this is Job from the Grilling Guys, and I want to talk to you about my favorite butcher shop. It's Sobey Meats on the northwest side of Grand Rapids on Remembrance Road. This is a custom butcher. They'll cut any piece of meat that you want, any size, any way that you can dream of to make sure that your grilling experience is perfect. Sobey Meats smokes all their own meats. They've got kielbasas and over 40 different flavors of brats. You've got to try Sobey Meats on Remembrance Road. Tell them the Grilling Guys sent you. Fenn Valley Vineyards, located on the shores of Lake Michigan in Fennville, Michigan, 45 minutes south of Grand Rapids. It's one of the most beautiful, most picturesque vineyards in North America. This family's been making wine for over 40 years. You have to bring your friends and family to the tasting room and experience pure Michigan wine. Fenn Valley Vineyards.
And now, back to the Grillin' Guys Show.
With the Grillin' Guys coming at you like a pit bull. We smoke butt, and it's a mitful. Shooting sauce on ribs is what men do. We like meat, and no tofu. With me and Job, it never gets dull. The grill's so big, it's like a ship's hull. Grillin' Guys, I'll tell no lies. Do some great things to chicken thighs. When we're at the grill, smoking up a rack, a little taste is just like crack. We're backyard masters, barbecue blasters. Nobody grills a T-bone faster. So when you see the Grilling Guys rig, hit the brakes, it's gonna be big. So check us out and have no doubt, the Grilling Guys will make the crowd shout. Stick around and put down the rake, fire up the grill, there's no need to bake. You bring the party, we'll bring the smoke. You're gonna eat so much you might choke. So here's how it goes, and everyone knows, you gotta listen to the Grilling Guys show. That's it.
Welcome back. It's the Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network. Hey, we're getting you ready for Independence Day so you can create some grill envy in your backyard. And we try to do some special recipes this time of year so each of you can maybe wow a fan. I'll tell you a little story about a guy that from work real quick. He for Father's Day, his wife bought him a Kamado grill. Maybe you have all heard of the Big Green Egg, but this is just another brand. I think it actually came from Costco. It's a big red one.
Yep.
And anyway,
China knockoff.
And he came to my office, sat down, and he said, I need to know the tips and techniques. What do you need? And the first thing I did is sent him to the ThermoWorks website to get a digital thermometer, an instant read, and then one that they call a smoke, which is the monitors your smoking chambers.
Now, what he should have done is send him to the Grilling Guys website. I used our link.
I did.
Then we get five bucks.
Right, but it was the ThermoWorks, because that's the number one thing is monitor your temperature and you're good. If you heard the last segment, you heard Mike Saldino talk about the temperatures that he brought meat to. That 50-pound clod of beef that he's bringing up to, you know, 185.
Did your friend buy the smoke?
He bought both of them. Oh. They have a package deal right now that's going on the website. So you need an instant read if you're doing steaks and chickens
MX4
and things.
MX4 and a smoke.
Yep. Yeah, those MX4s are only $69 right now. Mm. They're on. That's a great deal, by the way.
American-made product, buddy,
yep,
right
that's
there.
That's a great deal. But anyway, so I digress. But we got some tasty treats on the grill. Take it away, brother.
Well, I had to throw this one on because it's one Jop turned me on 2 years ago, and I was scratching my head as he started talking about it. But you know, Jop loves the showmanship on the grill. So I think part of the thrill of doing grilled romaine is presenting it to your guest and having them look at it and go, "What the heck is that?"
Right.
And then they taste it and they go, "Oh my gosh!"
Right.
And take it away.
Okay, it's grilled lettuce, guys. That's what it is. If you're a regular listener, we cover this once or twice a year, every year, because it's so cool. But a head of romaine lettuce is long and narrow, and it's really got four sides on it. It's almost square. And so what I'm doing is I'm pulling those out of the package. They're about 8-10 inches long and maybe as big around as a tennis ball,
yep.
Right? So I'm going to rub some Old World Olive Company oil on there, and I use blood orange oil. And I rub it on there, and I got a really hot grill.
Well, but first, depending on the size of that romaine, you're going to either slice it down the middle in half or do it again into quarters.
Well, it's my romaine, and I could do it that way, but I usually do them whole.
Oh, and then you cut it.
Right. I'll cut it at the end and serve it twice. Serve it to two people.
Serve it twice.
No, I want it to stay together. And when I cut it, it falls apart when I'm grilling it.
Even if you leave the core on?
Yeah, I cut it after I plate it.
Oh.
Okay, but anyway, here or there, you could do it either way. But I rub the oil on it, grill it on a hot grill for three sides, about a minute and a half on each side. You want it to get a little bit of a char on it, and you want it to wilt that outer leaf. Right? So then I get to the fourth side, and the fourth side's down. One of the grilled sides is up. I sprinkle blue cheese on there and candied walnuts. And then I close the lid and let that blue cheese melt a little bit on the last side. And then when I take it off, I use the blood orange olive oil on there, and then I use a tangerine balsamic, both of which are from Old World Olive Company.
So you're serving them the whole head then?
Then I'm going to cut it in half and give each one of them a half, because it's quite a bit of lettuce, a whole stack. But then I can sprinkle a little more blue cheese on it, and then I take and I drizzle blue cheese dressing. Do you got to like blue cheese for this? Yes. Could you use other cheese, other dressing? Absolutely.
Parmesan.
Yep, but at the end of the day, this is the sweet and tangy of the tangerine, the candied walnuts, and then the blue cheese dressing. It's an amazing bite.
And the different taste that comes out of that lettuce by just charring it just slightly.
Right. Yeah.
You're not putting much on it.
Right. You don't want it black, but you will. People are the first. Here's what happens. You set grilled lettuce in front of them, and they get this scowl on their face like, "What is this guy serving me?" I say, "You know what? Just give it a try. If you don't like it, you don't have to eat it." You know, and then they take their first bite and like, "Oh my God, this is unbelievable." But it's just a cool combination of flavors. It's not hard to do.
No.
You can wow your guests with something like this, and it's a three-ingredient deal.
Some people will take that head of romaine, and they'll cut it into halves or quarters and put the char mark on the inside.
Yep.
But you got to leave the core on the thing to keep it staying together.
Right, and because it'll fall apart.
Yeah.
And then you lose the entire presentation.
Yeah.
Yeah. So,
something else you can do, because we're talking about the big celebration weekend, right? And everybody's going to do burgers and dogs. We wanted to give you something a little different, but here's something kids love. They love grilled cheese.
Oh, yeah.
So you can simply make your grilled cheese sandwiches up in advance, put your butter or EVO on the outside, and throw those on the grill to give them some nice grill marks.
Right.
And a little bit of that savory smoke. And that turns a regular grilled cheese into... Wow. But you got to shut the lid on your grill when you do those because you want to melt the cheese. And another thing you can do is you can just take a round of brie and you can throw that on your grill for about a minute and a half on each side, medium heat.
Mm-hmm.
And it'll char it up a little bit on the outside, flip it over, char it up again. Again, shut your lid and then get a spatula when you lift that thing up because it's now going to be soft.
Right.
And put it right on your plate and... You're serving brie, but it looks like, you know, a grilled treat because it is.
And the cool part about that is the rind holds the brie inside.
Yep.
But by grilling it, the rind becomes much more edible.
Yes.
In my opinion, because now that grilling process crisps it up a little bit.
Takes away the gross look too.
Right. Yeah. And it's just a really cool little tip and technique there to
because it
make
is
brie.
Edible.
Right. Oh, yeah. It's edible. And you throw some grapes and some crackers on a plate and whatever else you like with your brie, other fruit. And
jam.
Oh, wonderful. Just wonderful. I made a watermelon salad that I'd like to tell you guys about because everybody gets a watermelon and they're huge. right? And it's way too much watermelon. And you dice it up into edible pieces. And then I got feta cheese, and I mixed crumbled feta cheese in with the watermelon. And then I'm growing mint on my deck. You can buy mint in the store, but it's sweet mint that I had. And I took 20, 30 leaves. I mean, this is a bowl, like an 8-inch bowl of mm-hmm. this stuff. Probably had a half a pound of feta in it, the bowl with the watermelon. And then I chopped up the mint, mixed it all in there, and then drizzled some balsamic, just 18-year balsamic mm-hmm. over the top. Again, my palate this time of year is this sweet and tart going together. It's just great for the summer. And that was a wonderful salad. I can't take credit for the recipe. I saw it in my Food Network magazine that came in, but I had a watermelon when the magazine showed up. And I went and bought some feta, and I said, honey, we're going to try this. And once again, she's wrinkled up her nose until she ate a bite of it. And then it was like, wow.
Something else you can do with that watermelon is you can cut it into slices like ham steaks, about an inch thick, and you can grill those intact. And if you leave them intact, they flip a little easier, unless it's real big. Then you'll have to quarter them. But you just set them down on the grill, flip it over, set it down on the grill, and then, again, serve it with whatever you want on top. But grapefruit balsamic's very good. Any kind of little flakes of Parmesan or feta or goat cheese. We love goat cheese in our house.
Again, tangy.
Yep. And it just gives that watermelon a completely different flavor.
Grilling does.
The sugars burn it.
Right. The grilling does. It concentrates the flavors. I think watermelon's, 90% water?
Strawberries are the same way.
Yeah. So you grill them down, and the flavor just intensifies.
Yeah.
Really cool. Really good job. But anyway, it's those are just a couple things. Other fruit, Lisa came home with some peaches this week that were in the store. I don't know if they're Michigan yet or not, but she had a bag of peaches. And cut those in half, take the pit out, take the cut side down on your grill, do a 10 and 2 for about a minute or two, and then turn it again. Those juices will caramelize in there, and it's
flavors intensify.
Right, and if you really want to take it over the top, put a little scoop of vanilla ice cream mm-hmm. right on top of that. Oh, man, and that is some
Pro-yo.
Good stuff. Yeah, right, yeah, exactly. All right, we're not done. We're just getting started. We got some, looks like a little bit of yard bird and maybe a meatball. Stick with us. We'll be back.
Hi, this is Shasta with Old World Olive Company. I want to personally invite you to visit one of our tasting rooms and sample any one of our certified extra virgin olive oils or aged balsamic vinegars. My knowledgeable staff can show you hundreds of pairing combinations. We also offer seasonings, tapenades, and specialty wines to complete your meal. So please, step into my kitchen and make a lasting memory of your own. Or you can visit us at theoldworldoliveco.com.
Hey, when's the last time you had a really great root beer float? I mean the kind that makes you remember walks with your grandfather. Come on over to Schmoe's Brewing Company in Grand Rapids or Petoskey, and we have some handcrafted root beer, probably the best in the state of Michigan. That's 2600 Patterson in Grand Rapids or 109 West Mitchell in Petoskey. You know you're dying for a good root beer float.
And now, back to the Grillin' Guys Show.
Welcome back. You're listening to Grillin' Guys on the Grillin' Guys Talk Network. Hey, we're talking about 4th of July weekend coming up next week and some great grilled ideas. What's next on the menu, Bob?
It's called a grilled lemon pepper chicken kebab.
There's a lot going on there.
Yeah, there is. And the recipe I saw, I have not made this. But it looked so good, and the science of it made so much sense that I thought we ought to share it. Again, when you're grilling chicken, you pick your meat. I tend to really like the thigh meat just because it doesn't tend to stick to the grates as bad.
Flavorful.
Yeah, it's very flavorful. But you can use cubed up breast meat if you like. Some people are real particular about that. And then you use a variety of peppers and lemon wedges.
Mm.
And then you coat pepper on the whole thing.
You're talking bell peppers?
Yep.
Okay. So yellow, green, red, orange,
whatever you like.
Yeah,
whatever you like. And then you make your skewers up. And apparently what happens to that lemon when you grill it is it sweetens. and it transfers into the meat just nicely.
So are you doing wedges or are you doing discs or what kind of?
I would do discs. They showed it in the picture as wedges, but I think the discs might, depending on the cut you put on there. I mean, you can do it either way. I have not done it, so I can't I can't speak from experience on it. But I just like the way that the lemon sweetened up on the grill.
Yeah.
Again, flavors intensify on the grill.
Mm-hmm.
And fruits, they're magical. If you're not using them in your cook, here's another thing you can do. You can slice up kiwi fruit, and you can put those on top of your steaks as they're in the refrigerator waiting a day or two. And the kiwi is a natural tenderizer. Let's say you got a hold of a select cut of meat, so it's not so—
Save a little money at the butcher, right?
So it's, it's not maybe as tender as you'd like it. Well, that kiwi fruit will make it tender. Just layer it. Stack your steaks up, layer it with kiwi.
So like little quarter-inch thick slices, and you probably don't even need to peel it if you're
going to
use it for a tenderizer, right?
I absolutely don't.
That's got to have— Well, it's the acidic and the citrus, right?
I don't know. I don't know.
It's got to be. I don't even know if a kiwi is citrus fruit. I guess it is. I'm not a kiwi expert.
I think it's a bird.
Yeah, right, yeah. But a couple things with regard to kebabs. First of all, if you're using wood skewers, soak them in water a little bit because chickens and beef are going to be on the grill for a few minutes, and you don't want your skewer to catch on fire. So what I do is I take skewers and put them inside of a 2-liter pop bottle and drop them down in there so only like a quarter inch of the tip is sticking out. Fill that thing with water, and they won't all come out because the neck comes together. It'll pinch them in there, but what it does is it gets them all soaked really good. And the second thing is when you're cubing up your protein, whether it be chicken, beef, or whatever you're doing, use the same size, okay? Don't put big chunks and little chunks on the same skewer. Why? Because they're all going to get done at a different time. And if you're waiting for that big chunk to get done and you got little chunks on there, they're going to be burned. They're going to be overdone, and you're going to waste those little pieces waiting for the big one to get done, or the big one's not done when the little ones are.
Right.
It's simple stuff, right?
Yeah, it's kind of science. You have to determine the temperature you want to get that meat to and put your— I generally like bigger pieces of vegetable.
Right.
So they'll withstand all the heat and they won't be totally black and mushy.
Yeah. Yep. Seafood in a skewer, a much quicker cook.
Very good.
Okay. Love me some scallops. Really, really enjoy scallops, but they need to be oiled. Because they will stick to the grill. That flesh is so tender. And I'll put those on a kebab with some fruit. Okay? It's a great combination. And fruit doesn't need a long time on a kebab either because it'll break down and it'll fall off. But if you can do mandarin oranges or you can do a strawberry with between a 2 or 3 scallops, oil up the scallops, season them, put them on the skewer, you're going to roll that thing once or twice is all. And it's all going to be done. When they turn opaque, they're done.
I happen to really like scallops in my grilling basket.
Yep.
Because they're so— they tend to, when they're getting about done, they want to split.
Fall apart, yeah.
And I find it just really easy just to flip it once and have it intact. And, I'm the same. I love scallops. I'm so hungry right now.
Yeah. Yep. They are good. They're really good. Meatballs. What are you doing with meatballs,
well,
man?
This is grilled ground lamb.
So kibbe? You're
gonna— well, sort of.
Kibbe's raw, right?
Kibbe, but kibbe has other things in it, like wheat germ. But it's ground lamb, and you make up your meatballs and season them however you like, and then slide them onto skewers. I'm going to use metal skewers because I want these things to stay intact, and they slide through the meat a little nicer.
Metal skewers do better than wood.
Yes.
Right.
And I'm going to grill them up nicely. If it's good lamb and you're getting it from a butcher, you can get it medium rare.
Probably have to get it from a butcher. You aren't going to see many big box stores carrying lamb.
And I don't get lamb from big box.
Right.
I don't get any meat really from big box stores.
Right, exactly. I was just for those that are listening, sure.
And then I'm going to make up a little salsa verde, which I absolutely love. Roast some tomatillas and cilantro. And it's real simple. I mean, it's just some jalapeno, whatever kind of peppers you want to throw in there. And then when these meatballs are done, You're going to put a grouping of four or five on a plate, or you're going to leave them on a short skewer, serve that on the plate, and just dollop a little bit of that salsa verde on top of each one. It looks crazy, tastes fantastic,
yep.
And I'm going to do some very soon because I haven't had one in so long.
Yeah, be careful of those metal skewers. They get hot, and they'll burn you. So speaking from experience, I got scars on my hands from being a dummy and grabbing those things when I just thought I could, and the last 3 inches weren't ever on the grill, but guess what? Metal conducts heat.
Yeah.
You grab the thing, and it's like... You know,
yeah.
It's too late. Then.
Always good to have a mitt when you're doing
it. It's too late when you grab it. You can't let go quick enough.
And then another thing is a grilled chicken quesadilla.
Okay, now
and
I love
everybody
quesadillas.
Everybody loves quesadillas.
Yeah.
So you basically you're going to chop up your cooked chicken.
Okay.
And put it on half of the tortilla. You're going to put your cheese on there, onions, peppers, whatever you want, and then fold it in half. You're going to brush a little EVO on there. I like to use the garlic for that.
I would use lime as well.
And you could do that.
Right.
And then set it on the grill and brush your EVO on the other side and close the lid.
Right.
Give it about 2 or 3 minutes on each side. Flip it. That cheese starts to melt. When it comes off, it's just beautiful.
Right, because that tortilla will crisp up a little
nicely.
Bit. And now you got a different texture.
It's so you can't leave it on too long either as a result of that. So I'm going to go with a low-medium heat.
Yeah, but just great. You'll know when it's done. The chicken's cooked. You can eat the vegetables anyway, but you want the cheese melted.
Yep.
Right? And you can use that, it's not fontina. What's the white crumbly cheese that they use on Mexican
like
food?
Like a queso cheese.
Yeah, it's queso. Thank you. That's the one I was looking for. That's a great cheese because it doesn't...
It's appropriate.
It doesn't melt slop. What am I going to say?
It's
sloppy?
It's not stringy.
Stringy. Thanks. That's a better word. So, but anyway,
easy for you to say.
All right. Coming up next, we're gonna finish with some grilled vegetables because
so
there
hungry.
Are people that like those things. Stick with us. We'll be back.
Hey, it's Barbecue Bob. My wife and I recently built a new addition to our home and remade the kitchen. We went to Garrett's and picked out all of our products so that everything would fit in his space well. The selection was from best price to best quality, and the service was great. The delivery team was courteous and careful. Go to Garrett's Appliance, and while you're there, check out the huge selection of top brands of grills and smokers from North America. Garrett's Appliance, where families serve families. Garrett'sAppliance.com.
Hey, this is Job from the Grilling Guys, and I want to talk to you about my favorite butcher shop. It's Sobey Meats on the northwest side of Grand Rapids on Remembrance Road. This is a custom butcher. They'll cut any piece of meat that you want, any size, any way that you can dream of to make sure that your grilling experience is perfect. Sobey Meats smokes all their own meats. They've got kielbasas and over 40 different flavors of brats. You've got to try Sobey Meats on Remembrance Road. Tell them the Grilling Guys sent you.
Law 37, this kind of reminds me of Jop.
Okay, here we go. Here we go.
If any male is caught violating a man law in serious context, as a form of punishment, he should be disowned of his manly name, only to receive the title of man bitch from his peers and colleagues. Forgiveness is pending the severity of the broken law, or a case of beer to all his offended peers as a token of respect to what is manly and what is not.
Well, there you go. Yeah. I don't know. It depends on... I've been called grill bitch for about the last 20 years when I show up at an event with you because there can only be one grill master, and I've acquiesced, but I'm learning, right? I'm learning.
I think you self-titled that, by the way.
Right, yeah. But
you take that one humbly.
Right. But anyway, let's grill some vegetables to finish this thing up. Everybody makes jalapeno poppers on the grill, right? Wrapped in bacon, stuff them with what you want, but they're still a hit. Every stinking time I make them, somebody's like, oh my God, I haven't had these in years. These things are wonderful. So do it. It's going to be the 4th of July weekend. That's an easy one. You know, do you boat them, cut them lengthways, or do you just cut the top off and core them? Which is your prefer?
Are you talking about tomatoes?
No, I'm talking about the jalapenos. Do you make a boat out of them, cut them lengthways in half,
And Either way. I don't like boating those.
Right.
This stuff falls out of them.
That's what I do, too. So I core them, stuff whatever you want in them, wrap them in bacon. When the bacon's done, the popper's done.
That's right.
Easy to do, guys. Easy to do.
But this I want to talk about real quickly is something I learned from a chef in Chicago, and he blew me away when he did these. And it was an event for Backyard Barbecue, that store we've had on here before. And his chef took tomatoes and cut the stem half off, just down enough so that the stem part wasn't showing. And then he placed them on the smoker, and it's a balancing act, and kind of placed them so that the cut portion is up. And then he piled blue cheese on top, just a nice clump of blue cheese. We smoked them for about a half an hour at a low heat. The cheese gets kind of brown, and what happens to that cheese when you smoke it is heavenly, but what happens to the tomato is just a more complimentary, and it is such a great presentation to give to your guests.
Yeah, I'm going
to
do that.
It is so good, and you and I both love blue cheese.
Right.
And you have to kind of like blue cheese. You could do maybe Parmesan on a couple if people are skittish of blue cheese.
Right.
Or something.
But you're looking for one that isn't going to run all over when it gets hot. It's going to like clump a little bit, right?
You could probably even do a mix of Parm and Mozz. But the blue cheese or Gorgonzola, feta.
Once again, a tomato is very watery.
Acidic.
On the inside. And what it'll do when you smoke it, it'll start to dry up and it'll intensify the flavors.
Yep.
When we make our chili, okay, we smoke all of our tomatoes before we make our chili. Why? Because it enhances the flavor of the chili when we do it.
And if you don't have a smoker, you can just throw those things in your oven and do the same thing.
Right. It's pretty cool. But anyway.
So make sure you hit our Facebook page / The Grillin' Guys. Go to the Grillin' Guys website, thegrillinguys.com. Top right side, look for the Earmuffs podcast. If you're not podcasting the show, you're missing out on the thousands of people who do. So it's a great way to receive it because in some markets, our time doesn't work for you.
Right. Hey, be safe out there. Five fingers on each hand after the fireworks are done. So you can show up and grill the next day.
I wondered where you were going with that. I thought it was another tequila joke.
No. All right. Well, three fingers of tequila is probably all I need. But anyway, have a great holiday weekend next week, and we'll chat with you.
See you.